Well, let's get another take on this and go over to our guest, Dr. Johan Ubabaka, spokesman for the Freedom Party Tyrol. Dr. Ubabaka, great to have you with us. Now, the Austrian Interior Minister said back in December the country was well prepared for security issues around migrants, but he admitted it was impossible to provide 100% security. But the incidents happened in the main square, where you'd expect the biggest police presence in the whole city to be, don't you think?
The problem is, first of all, I want to wish you and all people in Russia Merry Christmas. It's important to me to wish Russia Merry Christmas. The most problem we have in Austria is a refugee problem. We have a refugees problem with economical migrants. They are not refugees. They are economical migrants, and they don't obey the law. We have in Innsbruck 150 persons from North African states, like Morocco. They have no education, they don't work. They live, they come to us and say, we are refugees, and we have to deal with them. The person in Austria do dealing with drugs, sexual abuse, and so on. These people have no right to live in Innsbruck. Innsbruck is the most important tourist center in Europe, in the middle of Europe. We have 50 million visitors in Tyrol per year. And so it is. We have to strictly law, we have to more measures against this group of people. And every people who not obey our law has to go.
Now, Austria has taken a tougher stance on migrants than Germany, for example. Former presidential candidate Norbert Hofer gained massive support for his stance. Let's take a quick listen. Please stay with us.
Those people who don't appreciate our country, who go to war for Islamic State or rape women, I say to those people, this is not your home. You can't stay in Austria. There is this weird fence and border controls along the roads. The invaders will simply go round the fence. They will come to Austria and say, asylum!
Now, how big of a blow is this latest incident going to be to the president-elect Alexander Van der Bellen, who is known for his softer approach?
Alexander Van der Bellen, our elected president, is member of the Green Party, and the Green Party is a party who prefers migration, who prefers other world, an open world, and we say no, stop the boats. We have our country. We cannot be the social laboratory for all the whole world. We have to decide if a people is a refugee, like the international law. He has the right to be in Austria, but not economical migrants. They have to go, and we have to shut off these people from Austria, to push off our country, because we cannot handle with them. And Norbert Hofer has a right when he says we are a party for our people, we are a party for Austria, for Tyrol, for Innsbruck, and not a party for Morocco, not a party for
Dr. Ubabaka, sorry to interrupt you there. I'd like to ask you what you think the solution is here. I mean, hundreds of thousands of migrants are already in Europe. They can't all be deported, surely?
No, we have international. We have to do international contracts that these people, who migrants who live in Europe, can go back to their home states. We can help them with money and with educational programs and so in their homelands. And this is the only possible for Austria and for Western Europe to deal with the crisis of migrants.
OK, Dr. Johan Ubabaka, spokesman for the Freedom Party Tirol, thank you for your time today. Well, this is